speaking of dreams, before we get into the fulfillment of your dream, I read a story that you predicted at the age of 12 that you would play at Arizona State despite living in Calgary. How in the name of Eddie House did that come to mind?
I wanted an early career as a Palm Raider future teller, so I guess I got an early start to that.
I'm still hoping too, Jordan.
Nice.
I'm holding out hope.
Nice. So how did you, I mean, how did that come to mind, and how did it feel when that came to fruition?
Honestly, I have no idea how that, as a 12-year-old, I mean, I didn't have much basketball exposure. I just thought, hey, Arizona State sounds pretty good. So that's what I told my dad when he asked me, where do you want to play Div 1 basketball at? And so it just came out. And then I had actually completely forgot that I said that for so long. And then when I actually did sign with Arizona State, my letter of intent, I can't remember how I was reminded of it, but I just thought, oh, hey, I predicted this when I was 12.
Jordan, what Calgarian went further than anyone else before you in their pro basketball career? Because Tim and I are trying to put our heads together, and I like to think we love the sport and we can reference a couple things. Would you be, by a country mile, the closest Calgarian to an NBA career in history?
I think so. I have no idea. Growing up, there were always guys who'd come south of the border, play Div 2, Div 1, and no one really had any success. So I kind of got the mentality like, oh, if I go over to this, down to the States and it doesn't work out, I can always come back and play at UC, you know? And that's not something that I really liked. You know, I wanted to make an impact on college basketball. I knew I was good enough. I knew I had the talent. What it honestly came down to was just working hard. And that's what I think a lot of players are missing.
You would be the first Calgarian then, by our estimations, our three minds together,
to play
in the NBA if you get there. Is that something that you thought of?
You know what? As this dream has become more and more of a reality, that is something that I'm thinking about. I love Calgary. I love my city. And to be able to be the first Calgarian, as far as I know, to play in the NBA would be a huge honor.
Calgary native, NBA prospect from Arizona State, Jordan Bochynski here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and 360. Jordan, I have you listed at 7'2". I know sometimes it's not always accurate. Does that do you justice? You legit 7'2"? Is that accurate?
Oh, I'm a legit 7'2". Actually, I just got measured in bare feet. I am 7'1¾".
That's technically six. We'll give him 7'2". That's 7'2". That's fine.
What, are you going to take it away from him?
Well, you know, so, you know, we want to be accurate here on Tim and Sid. We want to be accurate. Jordan, I'm looking at your numbers through your 4 years down at Arizona State. It's been a steady climb. And in a lot of ways, it's the way it kind of should be. With every year that goes on, you get better and better and better. How good did you feel this past season in comparison when you first showed up and saw this competition in front of you?
Oh my gosh. Talking with my coaches and everybody, it was humbling to see how far I've come, and it just shows how great coaching goes a long way. And when players are able to take that coaching and apply it to the game, it's huge. Cause I mean, I came to ASU and coming from Canada is tough enough, but I mean, I took pretty much 3 years off from basketball completely, because I had surgery right after my 12th grade year, and then so that was a year off, and then I took 2 years from my Mormon mission and then came back to basketball. So it was a lot of really tough transitions, and just getting the game that is the U.S. game is just really tough. And so to have my freshman year not turn out as I wanted it to be, you know, just not very successful. I mean, I obviously did great things, but it wasn't how I imagined it. And then to continue to work hard every day with my coaches and learn new things and adapt myself to the college game. It's a great feeling to see how far I've come, but that's the thing with basketball, is you can be happy with your progress, but never happy with where you are. You know, it's always somewhere to improve. And I love that. I love that.
Jordan Bochynski joining us here on Tim and Sid. I think you understated the journey a little bit from Centennial High School in Calgary. You decided maybe Finlay Prep might be the best place for you. You realized that an injury was a little more or maybe a lot more serious than you initially thought. So you go from Calgary to Las Vegas and then the Mormon Mission in South Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Do you think that all helped the development of not just Jordan Bochynski basketball player, but maybe Jordan Bochynski young man?
Definitely. And I mean, even as a basketball player, it helped me. Like, on my, the thing I think I learned the most is patience and diligence. Cause it's tough when things don't go your way, how you want them to go, you know? And that's one thing I had to learn, that I had all these basketball dreams, and my ankle surgery put that on hold for a year. And then I wanted to serve a mission for my church. So I put that basketball dream off for another 2 years, and patience was one thing. And then one thing I learned actually on my mission was just diligence and discipline. Cause I mean, on a mission, it's not easy. You're not doing anything for yourself. You're completely serving other people, and you're on a very strict schedule, very strict rules. And so I learned discipline from that, and just when things are going tough, to just keep on trucking is another thing that I learned, and it's really, really applied itself well to basketball.
Jordan, pardon my ignorance, the timing of the Mormon mission, did it have to happen when it happened, or is that an option? Can it move? Like, just how does it work?
For the most part, it's right about 18, 19. When I went out, it was you're supposed to go when you're 19. But they recently changed their rule, so you can go when you're 18. But yeah, it pretty much has to happen then.
And so you were in South Florida.
It has to happen if you want it to happen. It's not like you're required to go, like they're going to kill you if you don't go. But it's something that I wanted to do and something I felt really strongly about. So put basketball on the back burner for a couple of years, and it worked out what best for me. It gave me time to mature, because I don't know if you know this, but coming out of high school, I was 7 foot, 180 pounds, or 210 pounds. So not ready for college basketball at that weight. And so that 2 years gave, those 3 years essentially gave me time for my body to mature, for my mind to mature, and for me to be ready for college basketball.
Yeah, it sounds like it almost aided the process from the outside looking in. What do you think you have to show scouts to get yourself in a position to be drafted by an NBA team?
The biggest dig on me right now is my age, because obviously those 3 years they're added to my age. So I'm 24, and a lot of the guys going to the draft are 18, and the NBA take draft age very seriously. And the reason being is because they think that once a guy reaches a certain age, he's kind of reached his potential, he can't really develop anymore, he is who he is, you know? And so in order for me to be draftable, I need to show that I can continue to improve. And one thing I need to be able to communicate is that my basketball body isn't 24, it's actually 21, because I took those 3 years off for my body to recover, where I wasn't doing any pounding, so my body's not 24, it's 21, and I just got to continue to improve, and that's why I left Arizona for a little bit, and now I'm training in Vegas.
Yeah, what you're saying is the odometer on you isn't what it would be some other guys in a similar spot. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. I'm driven city miles, not hard highway miles, not city miles, you know, not hard miles.
Says the kid from Calgary. How has Canada basketball affected your growth?
You know, it has been absolutely amazing. This summer, I had a great opportunity to play with the Canadian university team, go to China, go to Russia, meet some great guys, receive great coaching, and they really did develop me in just an amazing way. Because the toughest thing about college basketball, I don't know if anyone knows, but like, you're not allowed to receive coaching in summer. Like, they're very, very strict about that. And so it's really important for players to get coaching to get better, because if you're not practicing the right things, you're not going to improve, you know? So it was really invaluable to me to get such great coaching. I mean, Jay Triano was in Toronto for a long time with the Raptors, and he's a phenomenal coach, really helped me with my game, helped me develop. And so I am so grateful for Canada basketball's influence on my game, because it made me into the player I am today.
Jordan, final question on my end. Did you catch a Raptor game last night?
I was actually training during most of it. I caught the tail end of it, but
that's dedication right there. That is dedication, Jordan.
I know. I'm a huge Raptors fan too. So in order to get on the court and miss the Raps was tough, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
So what's the rest of the process for you leading up to the draft?
So I'm going to be working out here in Vegas until the NBA Combine, which is about May 14th. And hopefully I get an invite to that, where I can show my strength and skills and agility for how big I am. And then after that is the workouts, where you actually go to the NBA teams and work out with six or seven guys for the NBA teams. You know, so I'll be popping around for about a month and a half, and then it's the draft. But before then, I mean, huge for me. I'm having a baby due June 8th.
Oh, wow.
You got a lot going on, man.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a fun ride. I'm excited for it all.
Well, at least he's a little younger than I was for my first child, so I'm hoping he has a little more energy than I did. But it sounds like it could all work out fantastically for you. And I think I speak for all of us when I say we're cheering for you and we're going to watch you.
Thank you very much. I love all the Canadian support that I get, and especially from Calgary. But I love that I have my country behind me. It's a great feeling.
Stefan writes in right now at Blaschinski or Blochinski on Tim and Sid, representing YYC as possibly the first Calgarian to be drafted in the NBA. Great dude, cool story. And I think we all agree. Thanks a lot for taking the time with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Anytime.